Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹早安。
I was told to speak in English.
弟兄们告诉我要用英语交通。
And I remember that what my son told me.
我就记得我的儿子怎么对我说。
He said, "Dad, your grammar is not good."
他说你的英语的文法不是那么的好。
Actually, his language was a little stronger than that.
实际上说他所用的那个词句呢，比我刚刚讲的还要再强烈一些。
Just ignore these inaccuracies.
所以弟兄姊妹，如果我有什么文法上不准确的，请大家就不要太注意。
I thank you for inviting me to come over here.
我谢谢大家邀请我来到这里。
The burden in my heart was this matter of obedience.
在我心中的负担是关乎顺服。
I have been saved by the Lord for about 30 years now.
我得蒙主的救恩到现在大约已经30年了。
And when I think of my years past,
当我思想到我过去的年日
,and also when I look around and among my brothers and sisters.
当我看看我周遭的弟兄姊妹的时候
,I think one very, very important thing in my life, before the Lord.
我思想
It matters so much is this matter of obedience.
当我思想到我在主跟前的生活有一件非常重要的事情就是关乎到顺服。
If I'm one day not obedient to the Lord, I lose one day.
如果我有一天不是向着主顺服的话，我就失去了那一天。
If I'm not obedient to the Lord for a year, I lose a year.
如果我在那一年里面没有向着主顺服的话，我就失去了那一年。
If somebody is not obedient to the Lord for 10 years, he loses 10 years.
如果有一个人向着主在十年中没有顺服的话，那十年就这样白白的过去。
And it does happen.
这些事情的确发生。
When you think about it, and when you think in history, this thing happens.
当我们思想这件事情，我们也看看历史的话，我们看见这件事情的确发生。
So, by the grace of the Lord, in His Word, I pray that I can share with you, brothers and sisters, on this matter of obedience.
所以靠着主的恩典，借着他的话语，我要和弟兄姊妹分享到关乎顺服这件事。
And in particular, let's read a few verses.
特别的，我们请大家来读几段的经文。
The first one is the First Samuel chapter 15.
第一段的经文是在撒母耳记上第十五章。
Verses 22 and 23.
22节和23节。
And Samuel said, "Has Jehovah delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices, as in hearkening to the voice of Jehovah? Behold, obedience is better than sacrifice, attention than the fat of rams. For rebellion is as the sin of divination, and self-will is as iniquity and idolatry."
撒母耳记上十五章二十二节，撒母耳说：“耶和华喜悦燔祭和平安祭，岂如喜悦人听从他的话呢？听命胜于献祭，顺从胜于羔羊的脂油。悖逆的罪与行邪术的罪相等，顽梗的罪与拜虚神和偶像的罪相同。”
And I would like to underline this statement: "Behold, obedience is better than sacrifice; attention than the fat of rams."
我要特别请大家留意这一段提到说，听命胜于献祭，顺从胜于公羊的脂油。
And this is what Samuel said to Saul.
这是撒母耳对扫罗所说的话。
And then I would like to read a verse by David.
接下来我们要读一段大卫所说的话。
And this is in Psalm 51.
诗篇51篇
Verses 16 and 17.
16节和第17节。
For thou desirest not sacrifice, else would I give it. Thou hast no pleasure in burnt offerings. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and a contrite heart, O God, thou wilt not despise.
诗篇51篇16节， 你本不喜爱祭物，若喜爱我就献上，凡祭你也不喜悦。神所要的祭就是忧伤的灵，神啊，忧伤痛悔的心你必不轻看。
And lastly, I would like to read a verse which the author of Hebrews talked about Lord Jesus.
最后我要读一段希伯来书的作者讲到关乎主耶稣的事。
And this is Hebrews chapter 10 verses 5 to 9.
这是在希伯来书第十章从第五节到第九节。
Wherefore, coming into the world, he says, sacrifice and offering thou wilt not, but thou hast prepared me a body. Thou tookst no pleasure in burnt offerings and sacrifices for sin. Then I said, Lo, I come. In the roll of the book it is written of me.To do, O God, thy will.
希伯来书第十章第五节，所以基督到世上来的时候就说，神啊，祭物和礼物是你不愿意的，你曾给我预备了身体，燔祭和赎罪祭是你不喜欢的。那是我说，神啊，我来了，要照你的旨意行，我的事在经卷上已经记载了。
And in companion with that, I would like to read a verseIn Psalm 40, which is also a Psalm of David.
相对的，我要读诗篇第四十篇，这一篇也是大卫的诗。
And just one verse.
就一节。
Verse 8.
第八节。
By the way, verse 8 follows a few verses which were very similar to the Hebrews chapter 10, verse 5.
这个第八节前面的几节呢，和在希伯来书刚才我们读过那几段经文是非常的相似。
But here's verse 8. To do thy good pleasure, my God, is my delight, and thy law is within my heart.
第八节，我的神啊，我乐意照你的旨意行，你的律法在我心里。
May we have a further word of prayer.
让我们在主的跟前再一段祷告的时间。
Lord, we really come to you to say to Lord, Lord, we really depend on you.
主啊，我们愿意来到你的跟前，向你说，主，我们要依靠你。
Lord, we all realize in our real life, our life that obedience is difficult.
主啊，我们在你面前，我们承认，在我们的生命里面，顺服是困难的。
And many of us have failed in the past.
在我们过去，许多人都失败了。
But Lord, in our heart, we know that you love us.
主啊，可是在我们的心中，我们知道你爱我们。
And we also thank you that your son has overcome.
主啊，我们也感谢你，因为你的儿子已经得胜了。
And he is the most obedient.
因为他是那最顺服的那一位。
While we are unable, he is able.
当我们不能行的时候，他能。
He is able to obey.
他能顺服。
So Lord, this morning we come to you.
所以主啊，今天早晨我们要来到你的跟前。
We pray that you open your word.
主啊，我们求你将你的话语敞开。
And encourage us and warn us.
让在我们里面做一个鼓舞，也做一个提醒。
That we can indeed become a people.That are obedient to you.
使得我们能够在你面前成为一般顺服的百姓。
In the name of Lord Jesus, we pray.
奉主耶稣基督宝贵的名求。Amen.
These verses we read,
在我们刚才所读过的经文里
，one by Samuel,
一个是撒母耳所说的
，and one by David,
一个是大卫所说的
，and then finally, said about our Lord Jesus.
那另外是讲到关乎我们主耶稣基督。
And all have to do with two subjects.
这边所讲到的是关乎到两个主题。
One is sacrifice and offering.
第一个是献祭祭物。
And then the other is to hearken, to obey.
第二个是在里面对提醒里面要一个顺服。
And hearken is not just to hear or just to listen.
当听的时候不仅仅是单单的听见而已。
It means to listen with attention.
这边所讲的说要注意的听。
And in fact, this verse that Samuel said, obedience is better than sacrifice, attention than the fat of rams.
当撒母耳这边所说的
就讲你的反应
okay, 听命胜于献祭，顺从胜于公羊的脂油。
And actually in Chinese in the word obedience has essentially two translations.
在这边里面讲到顺从里面有两个翻译。
And this is either obedience or hearken.
这边讲到说或者是顺从或者是用心听。
Right. Now, the second word here, attention, and in different English translations, like Darby translate as attention, but some other just translate as to heed.
这边第二个讲到说这个注意或者是顺从的时候 ,Darby 的翻译里面讲到顺从，那还有的翻译里面讲到是注意看。
听
注意听还是注意听
But no matter what, I think the best translation is the Chinese translation.
我想最好的翻译还是中文的翻译。
Because the emphasis of the first one, something is better than sacrifice. That something is really to 听命, to pay heed, to hearken.
所以这边有一个比献祭更好的，这边真正比献祭更好的就是听命。
And there's the second sentence, it says something better than the fat of rams.
第二个讲到说有一个比公羊的脂油更好的。
And then the Chinese translation, it says it's obedience.
中文的翻译里面讲到说乃是顺从。
So the first sentence emphasizes our hearing, our ears.
所以第一句里面所讲的乃是讲到这个听。
Emphasis.
这个注意点是摆在这个听的上面。
And the second sentence, the emphasis in our heart.
第二个里面所要我们所看见所着重的呢乃是我们心里面的情况。
So no matter what, when you read these two verses,
不论如何当你读这两句话的时候
it is to listen with attention.
这边所讲到的乃是注意的听。
And with a heart to obey.
并且有一个愿意顺服的心。
It is very interesting that in both three paragraphs, it put two things before us. One is to sacrifice, and the other is to hearken.
所以在我们刚才所读的三段的经文里面有两件事情摆在我们前面，这是非常有趣的，是第一个是讲到献祭，第二个是讲到要注意听。
And sacrifice is something required of God.
这个献祭乃是神所要求的。
From the very beginning, God wants His people to give sacrifice to Him.
从起初，神就要他的百姓献祭。
And from Moses' time on, it is very much emphasized.
从摩西的时代开始，这件事情就非常的需要我们注意。
It is something God wants.
这乃是神所要求的。
Now when we think about sacrifice,
当我们思想到祭物的时候
and there are two fundamental things we cannot forget.
有两件事情我们不两个基本的事情我们不能忘记。
One thing is God wants to have a relationship with his people.
第一件事情乃是神要和他的百姓有一个关有一个生命的关系。
And it is all because he loves his people.
乃是因为他爱他的百姓。
He has never asked the Gentiles to sacrifice to him.
他从来没有要一个外邦人献祭。
At that time.
在那个时候从来没有这样。
And yet he wants every single Israelite to sacrifice to him.
可是他却要求每一个以色列人都要向他献祭。
And this is one respect.
这是一方面。
It's a relationship out of love.
这乃是要进入到一个爱的关系的里面。
But then there is something deeper.
可是还有比这更深的
Because sacrifices means there's a bloodshed.
因为献祭祭物献祭的本身里面讲到要流血
And men probably could not understand that.
也许人没有办法明白
But God has the secret.
可是神在里面有一个秘密
And there's something when people bring sacrifices and gift to God, there's something deeper. It touches the deep heart of man.
当人带着祭物和礼物来到神跟前的时候，有比这个祭物礼物更深的一些事情，这些事情摸到人的心。
And this sense, was unable when he sacrificed.
这件事情在亚伯的心里面，当他献祭的时候。
And this thing, this sense was in Abraham when he sacrificed.
而这一个感觉同样在亚伯拉罕的里面，当他献祭的时候。
And this sense, of course, is also in Moses when Moses sacrificed.
当摩西献祭的时候，这样里面的感觉也在里面。
Now the Bible tells us this Lamb, Christ is forever.
圣经里面告诉我们，主耶稣基督是那永远的羔羊。
And this eternal lamb was slain at the foundation of the earth.
这永远的羔羊乃是在创立世界的时候就已经被杀了。
So the sacrifice, when man, according to God, when man sacrificed, there is an utmost respect in the heart of man toward God.
当人按着神的要求献祭的时候，在人的里面有一个向着神的一个尊敬。
It's utmost respect.
这个最高的尊敬。
Because the blood was shed.
因为在那个时候血已经流了。
And actually, in the heart of God, this blood is not just the blood of bull or ram.
而在那个时候，在神的心里面，神所看见的血不仅仅是那个公羊或者是牛犊的血。
These were only types.
这些只是预表。
The reality in the heart of God is the blood of His own Son.
在神的心里面，这一个实际乃是他儿子的血。
So those who have a sense of the heart and mind of God,
所以在那边有一个对着神的心意里面有认识。
They have a little understanding or they have a touch of the heart and mind of God.
如果有人对神的心有稍微一点点的认识
，their sacrifice to God is with utmost respect.
所以他们在主的跟前献祭的时候，里面充满了最深的敬意
and thanksgiving，
而且献上感谢。
However，
然而
，over the history，
在历世历代以来
，actually from the very beginning，
从起初以来
，Adam was not able to obey，
在亚当他自己本身他就没有办法顺服。
And then through the history of Israel，
在以色列的历史中。
Sacrifice was often, or you can say, always there.
在献祭是一直在那里。
But was there reality?
可是在那边有这个实际吗？
Was there that respect to God?
在那边有一个向着神的敬意吗？
And was there that thanksgiving to God?
有在那个向着神的感谢吗？
Was there a willingness to hearken to the voice of God?
有在那边愿意顺服神的声音吗？
And when you really see the history of Israel,
当我们仔细看以色列的历史的时候，
most of the time, Israel were not able to hearken to the voice of God.
以色列人大部分他没有办法听命于神。
Before the time of Samuel, that was the case.
在撒母耳之前是这样情况。
And then after the time of Solomon, it was always the case.
在扫罗门王之后也是这样子的情况。
And if you read, for example, the prayer of Daniel,
如果我们大家读但以理的祷告
，and you see again and again he said, Lord, we did not hearken to your voice.
他一再的向神说，主啊，我们没有听命于你。
And then in New Testament, when you read the Acts chapter 7, what Stephen said.
在使徒行传第七章斯提凡这么说
And Stephen said Every prophet was persecuted by our fathers
他说先知被我们的先祖所迫害
And everyone who prophesied about the righteous one to come you kill
在每一个传讲这一个将来的义者的这一些人呢都被杀了
And this righteous oneYou kill.
甚至连这个义者你们也杀了。
So, throughout the history of Israel,
所以在以色列人的历史当中
you see predominantly a history of disobedience.
所以我们看见是乃是一个不顺从的一个历史。
But of course, you also see some exceptions.
当然在其中我们也看到有一些的特例。
Rare exceptions.
非常罕见的一些例外。
But on the other hand, very precious acceptance.
而这一些例外是非常宝贵的。
They are drawn by the glory and virtue of God.
他们被着神的荣耀和美德所吸引。
And they are also drawn by the love of God.
他们也被神的爱所吸引。
And they can touch the heart and mind of the Lord.
他们能够摸到神的心和神的心意。
And then they follow the Lord.
然后他们就跟随主。
They spoke for the Lord.
他们为主说话。
You know, without regarding to their own life.
完全不顾他们自己的心。
And these people you see throughout history also.
我们在历史历代里面也看到像这样子的人。
But still, by and large, Israel is Israel that failed on this matter of obedience.
可是一般来说，我们看见以色列人在这个顺服这件事情上面失败了。
And this is about Israel.
这是关乎到以色列。
But what about us individually?
可是对我们个人来说又是如何呢？
When I first understood and read and understood what Paul says in Romans chapter 8,
当我第一次读并且明白保罗在罗马书第八章里面所说的
and it startled me.
他那个时候使我震惊
And Paul in Romans chapter 8 verse 7,
在罗马书第八章第七节保罗这么说
And he said, the mind of the flesh,is enmity toward God.
中文的翻译说原来体贴肉体的是与神为仇。
And actually the English translation means the mind of the flesh, meaning 肉体的想法。
这个或者是讲到说这个肉体的心思是与神为仇。
Yeah. And then it says it does not subject to the law of God, and it cannot.
因为不服神的律法也是不能服。
So, brothers and sisters, if Paul is right,
弟兄姊妹，如果保罗是对的话，
then it is very scary.
那这非常的让人害怕。
And thank the Lord, we who have believed the Lord Jesus.
我们感谢主，对我们这一班已经信主耶稣基督的人。
And we are delivered by His cross from the old man.
我们借着他十字架已经从旧人中被救拔出来。
And yet we are pretty much still flesh.
可是我们仍然是属肉体的。
And the mind of the flesh is enemy toward God, hostile toward God.
而这个肉体的心思是与神为仇的。
It is hostile toward God.
是与神为敌，向神是敌对的。
It does not obey the law of God.
它不能服神的律法。
It does not submit to the law of God.
他不服，不愿意降服在神的律法之下。
And indeed, it cannot.
并且他也不能服。
So, brothers and sisters, when we read this,
弟兄姊妹，当我们读到这里的时候，
we know that we cannot really depend on ourselves to try to be obedient to God.
所以我们知道，我们没有办法靠着我们自己能够向着神顺服。
We have to depend on somebody else.
我们必须要依靠其他的人。
And Romans chapter 8, verse 9.
罗马书第八章第九节这么说
And I think it's blank. Right. Now, however, there is a spirit of Christ.
然而在那边有基督的灵。
Yeah. If the spirit of Christ is in us,
如果基督的灵住在你们心里，
then we are not of the flesh anymore.
我们就不属肉体。
And we are of the spirit.
我们就属灵了。
And then we will be able to submit to God.
所以这样子呢，我们才能够向着神顺服。
Brothers and sisters, this is the word of God.
弟兄姊妹，这乃是神的话。
And in my own experience, this is also true.
在我个人的经历里面，这也是真的。
And if you think about it, I believe this is also true in your experience.
我想我们在这点上思想的时候，这个在我们身上的经历也是真的。
At the very, very beginning, our forefather Adam.
在我们最早这个先祖亚当
He was not able to obey.
他没有办法顺服。
And the Lord Jehovah said, You shall not eat of the tree, of eat of that tree.
对吧，耶和华神对他说，你不能从那个树上吃果子。
But then they did.
然而他却吃了。
So they are not able to obey.
所以他们没有办法顺服。
God gave each one of us this free, this, choice.
神给我们每一个人有一个拣选的权利
free will to choose
这个自由意志来拣选
and to obey him or not to obey him is to our choice
我们愿意顺服或不顺服这是我们的拣选
Adam chose not to obey
亚当拣选不顺服。
And throughout the history of Israel, that's the case.
在以色列的历史里面，这也就是以色列的光景。
And now, even today, when we think about ourselves, oftentimes we choose not to obey.
就在今天，当我们思想我们自己的光景的时候，我们许多时候我们就拣选不愿意顺服。
And probably more often to disobey than to obey.
我想，这个我们的不顺服更多于我们的顺服。
But thank the Lord.
可是感谢神。
Now, when time comes,
当时间到的时候
，the Lord Jesus came.
主耶稣基督来了。
Now he is totally different from us.
他和我们完全不一样。
And he was able to obey.
他能够顺服。
And because he was able to obey,
因着他能够顺服。
He was perfected.
他得了完全。
And now he became the source of our salvation.
他成为我们得救的根源。
And thank the Lord for that.
为着这个，我们感谢我们的主。
Now today, I think I would like to take some examples.Example of Saul, and another example of David, and another example of Lord Jesus to share with you.
今天我想要举三个例子，借着扫罗的例子，借着大卫的例子，借着主耶稣的例子和大家分享。
And maybe in very practically, we can be warned and we can be encouraged.
盼望能够在非常实际的情况里面，我们能够得着警告，我们也能够得着鼓励。
We know that Samuel who told Saul about disobedience attention.
我们看见撒母耳对扫罗这边讲到这个要他注意到这个顺服这件事。
And Samuel was one that came.After a long period of disobedience of Israel.
就我们看见撒母耳呢是从以色列人一段很长的不顺服里面他被呼召出来。
For more than 300 years in the time of Judges.
在过于三多长于三百年这个世事的历史里面。
And at that time, the ritual of sacrifice went on.
在那一段期间里面，这个献祭这件事情仍然进行着。
The ritual of it，
这一个外面的礼仪仍然进行着。
Yeah， and it at Shiloh，
在示罗那里。
And yet the reality has left，
可是这个献祭后面的实际却离开了。
And the priest when they offer sacrifice，
当祭司他们献祭的时候。
And they don't have the real respect for the Lord.
他们向着神却没有带着敬意。
They just went through a process.
他们就好像这个行礼如仪。
And if you want to see a little bit more detail how that went on, you could see the example of Eli and his two sons.
我们如果要看看在那个时候的一些的细节的话，我们可以看见当时祭司以利和他的两个儿子。
So it was a very corrupted.Situation.
这是一个非常败坏的一个情况。
And then you could say that were the priest.
那我们也说，那这就是这是祭司的光景。
But how about the ordinary people?
那一般的百姓又如何呢？
Some of the families could just hire a Levite to be priest.
有些的家庭他就是雇一个利未人做他们的祭司。
And they will mold an image that they think is the image of the Lord.
他们就在一边铸一个像，就说这是神的形象。
And then they think that they can be prosperous because of it.
那他们认为因为有这个神像呢，他们就能够繁荣起来。
And then the verdict of that period of time was,
在那一个时候所定的案子是这样。
That's actually the God's verdict, God's conclusion of that.Of the condition of people at that time.
在那个时候，神对那一段时期所下的结论是这样。
There was no king in Israel. Everyone does what is right in his own eyes.
在那个时候，以色列人中间没有王，个人任意而行。
Or everyone does what is right in his own eyes.
个人任意而行。
Yeah, and they see something that they think is right, and they do it.
他们看见认为好的，他们就做。
And they don't really care whether this is something right in the eyes of God.
他们并不在意这件事情是不是在神的眼中看为是对。
So in that period of time, the condition is There's no king in Israel, and everyone does things according to what he sees is right.
所以在那段时间，神的结论是在以色列人中没有王，个人任意而行。
Of course, on the outside, there was no, indeed, no king set by the Lord.
当然，在外面来说，他们当中没有神所设立的王。
There were only judges.
只有士师。
But those who love the Lord.
可是那些爱主的人
knows that the God indeed is the king in their heart.
他们知道神自己是他们心中的王。
But for the most of the people,
可是对大部分的人
honorable ones or the base ones,
或者是那些高贵的或是卑贱的
and in their heart, Lord Jehovah is not their king.
在他们的心里面，耶和华神不是他们的王。
So that's the condition of the time.
这就是那个时候的光景。
Now then came Samuel.
然后撒母耳来了。
He started a little boy.
他从一个小孩子开始
and he grew up in a very difficult situation at Shiloh.
他在示罗一个非常 艰难的环境里面成长。
Eli was too old.
以利是在那个时候已经年老了。
And Eli's two sons were priests.
以利的两个儿子是祭司。
They were corrupt and evil.
他们是败坏并且邪恶。
But the Lord preserved Samuel.
可是神却保守了撒母耳。
And in the process, Samuel learned one thing from Eli.
在那一个过程里面，撒母耳从以利那边学到一件事。
And he learned to listen.
他学要听。
And so we all remember when he was young, he was able to say, Lord speak, thy servant heareth.
我们记得在他在年幼的时候，他能够这么说，主啊，请说，仆人在这里静听。
Now this listen.Thy servant hears is a mark of Samuel.
我们看见这边听，当说仆人在这边静听，乃是在撒母耳身上所显出来的一个印记。
Yeah. And then later, and Samuel grew before the Lord.
之后撒母耳在神跟前成长。
And then the Lord was with him.
神的同在。和他在一起
and let not one of any of his word fall to the ground.
使他所说的每一句话都应验。
So everyone in Israel knew that there is a young person that God has set him to be prophet of Israel.
在那个时候，以色列人中每一个人都知道这边有一个年轻人，神已经设立他为先知。
But we have said at that time, prior to that time, even up to that time, Israel rebelled against God.
我们知道在那个之前甚至在那个时期以色列人向着神仍是悖逆的。
So for about 20 years, and more than 20 years, Samuel gradually brought the heart of Israel back to the Lord.
所以大约20年或多于20年这段时间撒母耳把以色列人的心带回到神的跟前。
And if you read the Bible, Samuel told Israel,
如果我们读圣经我们看见撒母耳对以色列人说
It is not that you don't have king.
这不是说你们中间没有王。
The Lord God actually is your king.
耶和神自己就是你们的王。
And he also told Israel.
他也告诉以色列人。
Let's come back to the Lord.
让我们一同回到神的跟前。
Let's serve him only.
让我们服侍，我们单单服侍他。
Let us pray.
让我们祷告。
What does that mean? What does pray mean?
在这个边的祷告所说的是什么？
Pray means that what governs my heart.Is not what I think to be true, to be right. What governs my heart is what God thinks is right.
支配我所心中所想的不是我认为是的，支配我心中所想的乃是以神认为是的为是。
So Samuel taught Israel to pray.
所以撒母耳教导以色列人祷告。
And then Saul was made king.
然后之后呢，扫罗就被设立为王。
By the request of Israelites.
他所设立王乃是因着以色列人的要求。
And then they wanted a king after the fashion of the Gentiles.
他们要像着列邦一样的设立，在他们中间设立为王。
The Lord Jehovah let them.
这个耶和华神就允许他们。
Saul was actually not a bad man.
扫罗实际上不是一个坏的人。
He was outstanding.
他是非常的出色。
Man.
出色的人。
He was taller and handsome than most.
他是比一般以色列人都要高并且长得英俊
And he was actually very talented.
并且他是非常有才干
He also seemed to have a kind heart.
而且他好像他心也蛮好的
But the question is, Israel is to be a kingdom of God.
可是问题是乃在以色列乃是要成为神的国度。
It's not a kingdom of man.
而不是人的国度。
If you are outstanding, you could be a king in a kingdom of man.
如果你是非常杰出的话，你或者可以在人的国度里面做王。
But to be a king in a kingdom of God, you have to obey him.
如果要在神的国度里面做王的话，我们必须要顺服神。
And that is where Saul failed.
这就是扫罗失败的地方。
And then when we read the first Samuel,
当我们读撒母耳记上的
时候 and you see that at the very beginning of Saul's reign.
我们看见扫罗作王的前初期
and when he was just about past 40 years old
他刚刚过了40岁
and then once Samuel told him
那在那个时候撒母耳告诉他
it has to do with sacrifice
这边所讲到的是关乎献祭
and then Saul sacrificed on his own
扫罗在那边靠着自己献祭
and not according to the Lord
而不是按着神
and not according to the word of Samuel
也不是按着撒母耳所说的话献祭
Samuel came and told Saul
撒母耳来了就对扫罗说
You have not hearkened to the word of the Lord
他说你没有在神的跟前听命
Now the Lord is going to seek after a man after his own heart
我们知道并且神要在那边寻找一个合乎他心意的人
So this is the first time.
所以那是第一次。
And Samuel told Saul that you are not being obedient to the word of God.
这是撒母耳第一次对扫罗说你没有向着主的命令顺从。
About 30 years later.
大约30年之后。
This is in chapter 15.
这进到撒母耳记上第15章。
And then that's the occasion where this paragraph we read happened.
这就是我们刚刚读到那段经文发生的情况。
It had to do with Amalekites.
这边讲到关乎到撒玛利亚人亚玛利人。
亚玛利人。对。And God wanted through Samuel told Saul to totally destroy Amalekites.
神要借着撒母耳告诉扫罗完全的毁灭亚玛利人
and Saul didn't
而扫罗却没有这么做
and then he kept some sheep good sheep
他在那边保留了一些上好的羊
and then he said these sheep is for the purpose of sacrificing
他说这些羊之所以被保留下来是为着要献给神
and he told Samuel said, this is for offering to your God
他对撒母耳说这些之所以存留是为着要献给你的神
And that's when Samuel told him
这就是撒母耳告诉他
Now God likes your obedience to him much more than God likes your sacrifice
这撒母耳对他说神喜悦你向着他的顺服更过于喜悦你向着他的献祭
Obedience is better than sacrifice and attention is better than the fat of the ram.
听命胜于献祭，顺从胜于公羊的脂油。
Now, brothers and sisters, this is almost 30 years apart, these two things.
所以弟兄姊妹，这两件事情中间相隔的大约有30年。
For the same reason,
为着同一个原因，
Saul did not hearken to the word of Jehovah when the second or third year of his reign.
在扫罗在这个时候他所犯的是和他40岁刚登基两年之后所犯的罪一样他没有向着神的命顺从
30 years.
中间相隔大约30年
Brothers and sisters, it is possible
弟兄姊妹这是非常可能的
that one can keep being disobedient to the Lord for a long long time
一个人能够在不顺从的里面有一段非常长的时间
It could be 10 years
可能10年
It could be 20 years
可能20年
It could be 30 years
也可能30年
Where is the year of Saul?
在那里扫罗的 年岁在哪里呢他的耳朵在哪里
Brother and sister, I work at a place where we send spacecraft to deep space
弟兄姊妹我们所处的时代是把那个太空船送到那个太空里面的
That's where I work
那就是我的工作
and we send spacecraft the farthest one is very very long it's even outside of the solar system.
我们所要送的这个太空梭去的地方非常远，甚至过了这个太阳系。
We have this thing called emergency.
我们在那个时候就有一个叫做紧急事件。
And then, see, the other day, my neighbor is the old lady. She had heart pain, and at night she called 911. The fire department came over, brought her to the hospital. This is called emergency.
这个在我前一阵子，在我那个邻居里面有一个老太太，她晚上有一个心脏里面的一个状况发生，所以她就打了这个911这个号码，那把她送到医院，这个叫做紧急状况。
Now, if you have your son or grandson who is very little,
如果我们有那个年轻的孩子或者是孙儿
，and you brought him to Walmart.
然后你把他带到 Walmart 里面去。
And suddenly you turn around, he disappeared.
然后你一转眼他就不见了。
And this is called emergency.
这是一个紧急状况。
And you have to resolve it.
你必须要马上解决。
Now in our business,
在我这个职业里面。
What is the emergency?
什么是紧急状况？
The emergency is the spacecraft cannot communicate with you.
这个紧急状况就是你送出去的太空梭没有办法跟你联络。
If for about a month you are not able to establish communication with the spacecraft, and the spacecraft is essentially pronounced to be dead.
如果超过一个月你没有办法跟你送出去的太空梭有联络的话呢，这个太空梭就宣告死亡。
The cutoff of communication for a long time is equivalent to death.
这个沟通之间的断绝，如果是延长的话，就是死。
Now, the first reason of this lack of communication, the loss of communication, is suddenly the spacecraft antenna turns the other way.
这个太空梭失去联络的一个原因呢，就是它这个接收的这个天线转了一个方向。
Now, our antenna is like your dish, you know, the satellite dish that you have on your roof.
这个我们这个太空这个天线就好像我们那个叫什么小耳朵就好像我们小耳朵一样。
The only is in our spacecraft a little bigger ear, 大耳朵。
在太空梭上面那个是大耳朵。
See, when it does not turn to Earth, it cannot communicate with Earth.
如果这个耳朵不转向那个地球的话呢，它就没有办法和地球联络。
So the first reason of emergency in our business.Is that the spacecraft 耳朵 is not turning to the earth.
所以在我们这个职业里面第一个碰到的紧急状况呢，就是这个太空梭上面的这个耳朵呢没有转向地球。
It is called emergency.
这是叫做紧急状况。
It has to be restored right away.
它必须要马上在这个点上面要修复。
Saul's ear has been turned away from the Lord for too long.
扫罗的耳朵已经转偏向神有一段非常长的日子。
So, brothers and sisters, this is a serious matter.
所以弟兄姊妹，这是一个非常严重的事情。
We have to have continuous communication with the Lord.
我们必须要和神保持一个持续的交通。
It is more important than we turn on our computer. We can easily go to chat room. We can easily go to this other website. The more important thing is we should anytime we be able to communicate with our Lord.
这比我们打开电脑好像进到一些的交谈室里面做这些事情更重要，这唯一重要事情我们要和神保持一个持续的交通。
Now another thing about Samuel
在
Oh, I'm sorry, about Saul
在另外一个关乎扫罗的事上。
For these 30 years
在这个30年间
He was king
他是王。
And Samuel was an old spiritual man
而扫罗是一个
Samuel
撒母耳是一个年长的一个属灵人。
And for these 30 years,
而在这个30年间
if you read,
当我们读的时候
you find that Saul would rather not see Samuel.
我们看见扫罗在那个时候他不愿意见到撒母耳。
Samuel to him was a bother.
在撒母耳对他来讲是一个让他觉得不舒服的。
And he would rather does not hear Samuel's word.
他宁愿不要听见撒母耳的话。
Brothers and sisters,This is a problem.
弟兄姊妹，这是一个问题。
So oftentimes we, when we are in problem, in trouble, we are not obedient, we don't want to share with brothers and sisters.
很多时候当我们因着不顺从，在这个困难，在这个问题的里面的时候，我们不愿意和我们弟兄姊妹分享。
And some brothers, some sisters who because of they love us in the Lord, they want to share with us, but we just try to push them away.
很多时候我们弟兄姊妹因着在主里面的爱，他愿意和我们交通，可是我们却把他们推到一边。
First John,
约翰一书
it says,
他说道
If you think you have fellowship with the Lord,But you walk in darkness, that is a lie.
如果你以为你和神有交通，可是你却在黑暗中行，这是一个谎言。
And God is light. In Him, there's no darkness at all.
神是光，在他里面毫无黑暗。
If we walk in the light as He is in the light, then we fellowship with each other.
如果我们能够在光中行，就如同他在一样，我们就能够彼此有交通。
And the blood of Lord Jesus cleanses us from our sin.
主耶稣基督的宝血就遮盖我们，洗去我们一切的罪。
So, brothers and sisters, this fellowship with brothers and sisters is extremely important.
所以弟兄姊妹和弟兄姊妹的交通是非常重要的。
I would love to today that we can see Samuel.
我非常盼望今天我们能够看见撒母耳。
And just for me, if I can see Samuel or somebody like Samuel or some older brothers and sisters who in the love of God wants to exhort me, I love to see them.
我盼望今天能够看见撒母耳，或者有弟兄姊妹像撒母耳，他们能够在爱中能够来规劝我的话，我愿意看见他。
Brothers and sisters, those are very precious.
弟兄姊妹，那些是非常宝贵的。
That brings us back.
那使得我们能够被挽回。
Fellowship brings us back to the light of the Lord.
因着这样的交通，使得我们能够再回到主的光里。
Saul didn't have that.
扫罗在那个时候他不愿意。
Then the other example was David.
第二个。这个例子呢是大卫。
David, when he was fleeing from Saul, he was a young man.
当大卫从扫罗面前逃开的时候，他还是一个年轻人。
And Saul at that time was probably close to 70 years old.
扫罗在那个时候大约已经接近70岁。
King of Israel.
他是以色列的王。
And David at that time was around 20 years old.
而大卫在那个时候大约20岁。
And Saul, because of his jealousy, he chased after David.
扫罗因着这个他的嫉妒，他就在那边追赶大卫。
And we all know that there was one incident.
我们知道在那边发生一件事情。
Okay, prior to that, let me mention one thing.
在这个之前，我再提一件事。
According to the record of the Bible,
在圣经里面所记载的
，It seems that David has seen Samuel only twice.
大卫好像只看见撒母耳两次。
The first time Samuel anointed him.
第一次是撒母耳膏他的时候。
And the second time was when David was fleeing from Saul.
第二次呢是大卫逃避那个扫罗追赶的时候。
And he sought rescue at Samuel's place.
他就逃到撒母耳那里。
And Saul wanted to get him.
扫罗在那个时候要抓他。
And then the Bible tells us that David and Samuel went to a place, they dwelt together for a period of time.
圣经里面记载说，大卫和撒母就到一个地方，他在那边住了一段时间。
And I don't know what they said to each other.
我不知道他们在那边彼此谈了什么。
David was only 20.
大卫在那个时候只20岁。
Samuel at that time probably is 80 years old.
撒母在那时候恐怕已经80岁了。
But they had a period of time dwelling together.
可是他们在那边有一段时间他们同住。
Bible didn't tell us what they said to each other.
圣经里面并没有记载他们说了什么。
But I believe.
可是我相信。
This young man that loved the Lord.
这一个爱主的年轻人。
And this old man that had followed the Lord all through his life.
而这一个长者在他一生里面跟随主。
That must be a very precious time.
在那一段应该是一个非常宝贵的时光。
Well, anyway, when Saul was fleeing from, when David was fleeing from Saul,
当大卫从扫罗面前逃开的时候
，there were two chances he was able to kill.
他有两次的机会，他能够杀扫罗。
Saul was much stronger with soldiers and everything.
扫罗在那时候比大卫强得多，他周遭有
King of Israel.
他是。以色列的王
And he hunted David like hunting a partridge.
他在那边追赶那个大卫，好像追赶
一个蛇，一个斑鸠。 And David, well, there was this chance that David could just kill Saul.
在那个时候呢，大卫有一个机会，有机会能够杀扫罗。
And all David's soldiers, followers told David, David, remember, God has promised you that he will deliver your enemy to your hand. Now this is your chance.
在那个时候呢，大卫的跟随者就跟他讲说，你记得神向你应许要把你要把他交在你的手里吗？现在就是这个机会。
And then somehow David's heart didn't feel good.
而在那个时候，大卫的心却不觉。
And so he finally he just cut the edge of Saul's robe.
而大卫所做的不过就从扫罗的衣裳上面切了一个衣角。
And the Bible said,
而圣经里面这么说
，that David's heart smote him.
大卫的心里面受责备。
And it's very strong word.
所以非常一个强烈的字眼。
To smote him is to strike him, is to beat him, is to whip him.
在那边里面讲到这个受责备里面讲到还有一个鞭打，有一个击打的意思。
And David said, "No, no, I cannot kill him."
大卫在那边说，不不不，我不能杀他。
He is the anointed of the Lord.
他是神的受膏者。
And he is my master.
他是我的主人。
Brothers and sisters, for your heart to smote you.It is something that you feel very strongly.
弟兄姊妹，当我们的心里面这样子受强烈责备的时候，就我们里面有一个非常强烈的感觉。
I think it's only when you have done something wrong to somebody you really don't do harm, and that's this thing happen.
我想这个是我们当我们要向着一个人要伤害他的时候，我们心里面会有这样子的感觉。
And that person is the one that you don't want to hurt.
而那一个你想要伤害实际上是你不想要伤害的人。
And otherwise, you don't have that strong feeling.
不然的话，我们里面就不会有这样的强烈的感觉。
I think today, if Ben hurt Joanna,
今天如果Ben 如果要伤害 Joanna 的话
，hurt her heart，
伤他的心的话
，then Ben's heart would smite him.
这个 Ben 的心呢，他就受了击打。
Brothers and sisters, when you don't want to hurt somebody, and you happen to hurt him, you feel your heart was smitten.
弟兄姊妹，当我们不愿意伤害一个人，可是我们却伤害他的话，那我们心里面就受了击打。
That day is not whether David hurt Saul or not. It is a matter of whether David hurt the heart of his Lord.
在那一天不是大卫是不是伤害了扫罗而是在那一天大卫伤了神的心
And he felt he has hurt the heart of the Lord
因为他而他在那个时候已经感觉到他伤了主的心
So brothers and sisters this is something this is the heart of David he was only about 20 years old
弟兄姊妹这乃是大卫的心在那个时候他才20岁
And So can we feel the heart of the Lord as David feltThe heart of the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，我们能够摸到像大卫一样能够摸到主的心吗
？And then later, perhaps about 10 years after David became king, he sinned.
之后，大约大卫做王十年之后，他犯罪。
And he sinned a horrible sin.
他犯了一个极其可怕的罪。
And brothers and sisters.When we read Psalm 51, we may say, oh, this is something I have not done.
弟兄姊妹，当我们读诗篇51篇的时候，我们也许会说，我们从来没有做过这些事。
But brothers and sisters, the deep down, the principle is the same.
可弟兄姊妹，在里面所这个背后那个原则是一样的。
It's horrible.That David has sinned those sins.
大卫所犯的这罪是的确是可怕的。
And God's hand was upon him through the rest of his life.
在他之后的年日，神的手一直在他身上。
But David's repentance was also the most thorough.
而可是另外一面，大卫他的悔改也是最彻底的。
And in Psalm 51, he said to the Lord.
在诗篇51篇，他向主说。
He said, "I have sinned against you."
他说主啊，我犯罪得罪了你。
And when you punish me, you're right.
当你责备我的时候，你是对的。
And actually, there's nothing good in me.
并且他说，在我里面没有良善。
You have to give me a new heart.
你必须要给我一个清洁的心。
Yeah. And you have to give me a straight spirit.
你必须要让我里面有一个正直的灵。
Now there's one thing I cannot afford to lose.
有一件事情是我没有办法失去的。
I cannot lose your face.
我没有办法不见你的面。
Do not withhold your face from me.
不要从我收回你的圣灵。
Your face from me.
不要从我收取，在我面前遮盖你的掩面。
And although, brothers and sisters, today the Holy Spirit is given to us, will never be given, will never be taken away, but Saul's, David's heart is, Lord, do not. You know, I cannot afford to lose your Holy Spirit.
我们知道在我们里面的圣灵我们永远不会失去，可是大卫在主跟前的祷告是，不要从我收回你的圣灵。
And then he said, Lord, I'm totally hopeless.
可是他在主跟前说，主啊，我不是完全没有指望。
I am hopeless.
我是完全没有指望。
But I know one thing.
可是我知道一件事。
That you do not want sacrifices or gift.
可是 他说，我知道你并不是喜爱祭物，你也不是要燔祭。
And you want us, you want me to listen to you.
你要我能够在你面前听命。
And the service that you want,
你所要的服事，
the sacrifice you want,
你所要的祭物，
is a broken spirit.
是一个破碎的灵。
A broken and contrite heart, O Lord.You do not despise.
忧伤痛悔的心你并不轻看。
Brothers and sisters, David saw one thing.
弟兄姊妹，大卫看见一件事。
It is a hope beyond hopelessness.
这乃是在人的绝望之后的那个盼望。
But on the other hand, he saw this.
而在另外一面他也看见。
He said, Lord, the sacrifice you want is a broken spirit.
他说，神啊，你所要的祭就是忧伤的灵。
And a broken and contrite heart you do not despise.
忧伤痛悔的心你必不轻看。
So what does broken mean, brothers and sisters?
弟兄姊妹，这个忧伤的灵，这个忧伤到底什么意思？
The word broken means you tear to pieces.
或者说破碎，这边所讲的是你把它撕成一片一片。
It is not a whole anymore.
再也不是完整的。
And previously, I'm very stubborn. I have myself protected from God.
之前我是非常顽固的，我把我自己，我保护我自己，向着神。
God is over there. I don't want to listen to him. I do whatever I want, and I protect myself.
神在那里，我不愿意听从他，所以我保护我自己。
But then David says here, broken spirit.
可是大卫在这边讲说，忧伤的灵。
I have been torn to pieces.
我这一个人已经被撕成碎片。
And this is what broken me.
这个乃是这个忧伤或者破碎。
So what does contrite mean?
那个痛悔里面所讲的是什么？
Contrite means to press, to grind, to crush.
这边所讲的是一个压，是一个碾，是一个破碎。
And you are totally out of shape.
在那边你已经不成形状。
And previously you are of some shape.
之前你可能是有固定的形状。
But now you are crushed.
现在你被压了。
You are ground.
你在那边被磨了。
You are pressed.
在那边被挤了。
You have no shape anymore.
在那边你已经不成形状。
So here, David told the Lord.
这边大卫向着主说。
Lord, a broken and a contrite heart you do not despise.
他说，神啊，忧伤痛悔的心你必不轻看。
The brothers and sisters, if we thank the Lord,that we will repent before him.
弟兄姊妹，我们感谢主，我们能够在他面前悔改。
But we have to tell the Lord, Lord, I want to be broken.
可是我们必须要跟主说，主啊，我要在你面前被破碎。
Now if I'm not broken, I'm the same old me.
如果我不被破碎的话，我还是原来的我。
I want before you, I want to be crushed.
我在你面前，我盼望被压碎。
I want to be pressed.
我盼望能够被磨。
to pieces.
被磨成碎片。
And then, if I keep the same shape, my same self will, then I have no chance.
如果我还是要保存完整的我的话，那我就没有其他，我没有机会。
Now here, David says, the Lord does not despise a broken and contrite heart.
这边大卫说，神不轻看一个忧伤痛悔的心。
So, brothers and sisters, I think that oftentimes is the beginning of our real blessing.
弟兄姊妹，我相信这是我们在主跟前领受一个更新祝福的一个开始。
See, oftentimes we protect ourselves so well.
很多时候我们如此的自我保护。
Lord, don't touch me.
主啊，你不要来摸我。
But here is David.
而这边我们看见大卫。
And he totally opened himself to the Lord.
他完全向着主敞开。
We thank the Lord today that the Holy Spirit is given to us.
我们感谢主，因为圣灵已经赐给我们。
The Holy Spirit is the Holy Spirit that listens, that takes the word of the Lord and tells us.
圣灵乃是听见主的话语，并且告诉我们。
And the Holy Spirit is also the one that can remind us of what the Lord said.
圣灵也是那一位在我们里面提醒我们主话语的。
And although the voice may be very small,
也许这个声音是非常的微小。
But brothers and sisters, the Holy Spirit is in us.
可是弟兄姊妹，圣灵是在我们里面。
Now if you and I,keep the same old me, same old self will, the Lord has no, will just let us.
如果在我们里面我们还是依然固我，或者我们是坚持我们自己的意见，那主就允许我们这样行。
But if we can be broken and can be ground to pieces before him,
如果我们在主跟前愿意被破碎，愿意被压成碎片的话，
and the Lord always gives us a chance to return to him.
主总是给我们个机会，使得我们能够回到他的跟前。
And that's the story of David.
这乃是大卫的故事。
Now, when you look at the people in the history,
当我们看见在历史中的人物，
you find everyone find it difficult to obey.
我们发现每一个人在顺服事情上面都是有困难的。
And yet, when we read, This Hebrews chapter 10 verse 5.
可是当我们读到希伯来书第十章第五节的时候，
It says when he came.
他说我来了。
It's different.
确实不一样。
When he came, when Lord Jesus came, he shows up a totally different example.
可是当主来的时候，他在我们面前所摆现的乃是一个完全不一样的例子。
When man cannot obey.
当人不能顺服的时候，
The Lord Jesus has absolute obedience.
而在主的身上有一个完全的顺服。
A few days in the past I was trying to look in the New Testament to find something that somebody said that would illustrate obedience.
过去这一阵子我在新约里面要看说关乎说到这个顺服的这件事。
Yeah, to find someone that says about obedience.
要看见有是不是有的人在说到关于顺服这件事。
And then when I look, I find the one that talks about obedience the most is Lord Jesus in the Gospels.
而我看见里面所说到顺服最多的乃是在福音书里面主耶稣所说的。
And the examples of obedience you can find the most in the Gospels.
而我们能够看见顺服的例子最多的也是在福音书里。
Remember Lord Jesus when he first came out to public ministry, he was tempted by Satan.
我们记得当主耶稣基督他刚开始公开侍奉的时候，他被仇敌所试探。
And what was his answer to the temptation of Satan?
他向着这个仇敌的这个试探，他的回答是什么呢？
He says, worship God and him only you serve.
他说要敬拜神，单单侍奉他。
Yeah, only serve him.
单单侍奉他。
This is when Lord Jesus came out.
这是主耶稣基督的回答。
Oh, that's when Lord Jesus came out in public service.
这是当主耶稣基督进到公开侍奉里面。
And when he taught his disciples to pray.
当他教导他的门徒祷告的时候。
And he says, thy will be done.
他说愿你的旨意成就。
Thy kingdom come, thy will be done.
愿你的国降临，愿你的旨意。
Again, it has to do with the will of the Lord.
在这边也讲到主的旨意。
And then when he saw this woman at the the Samaritan woman at the well.
当他看见在撒玛利亚这妇在那个井边遇见这撒玛利亚妇人的时候
so finally his disciples came back.
之后他的这个门徒就回来
Then they say you must be hungry.
那门徒对他说你一定饿了
He says I'm not.
他说不
He says I have my food.
他说我已经有了食物
What is my food?
那我的食物是什么呢
My food is to do the will of him who sent me and to finish his work.
遵行那差我来者的命令的就是我的食物
So that's his food
这是他的食物
Obedience is his food
顺服是他的食物
And what was his joy?
他的喜乐是什么
And then Lord Jesus says I'm See my joy He says is because This thing that happened Is a pleasure of my father
主的喜乐乃是因为这些事情的发生是按着神的美意
Yes, 神的美意
神的美意本是如此
Yeah You see, brothers and sisters, this is his joy
弟兄姊妹我们看见这乃是主耶稣基督的喜乐
And finally at the Garden of Gethsemane
最后我们在科西玛尼园
Garden of GethsemaneAnd the Lord Jesus was painful.
在科西玛尼园里面，我们的主是非常的痛苦。
And he was faced with something.
他在一边面对一些事。
I can think about a couple of things.
我能够想到一些事。
Soon he would be put on the cross.
很快他就要上十字架。
Well, the Bible says that he was crying, and he was in loud voice. He was crying.And asking the one that can save him out of death.
圣经里面记载他在那边大声的哀求哀哭祷告愿这一个他所能够救他免死的人救他
Yeah,
免死那位
And he actually prayed to the Father to God that can, and that can to save him from death.
在那边讲到说能够向父神祷告能够使他从能够救他免死
and we know obviously he did not ask that he doesn't go to the cross
我们知道他那边所要求的并不是要避开十字架
because the Bible says that because of his piety his prayer was answered
因为在圣经里面 记载着因着他的虔诚他的祷告就得蒙应许
so he went to the cross
所以他就上了十字架
therefore he did not askNot to go to the cross.
所以他所求的并不是不要上十字架。
So what was his pain?
所以他这边的痛苦是什么呢
？Why he cried?
为什么他流泪呢
？And I think, you know, brothers and sisters, what would happen to him is all sins of man would be loaded on him.
我想弟兄姊妹，他那边所面对的是所有人类一切的罪都要压在他身上
，and including my sin and including yours，
包括了我的罪，也包括了你的罪。
And he who knew no sin was to be made sin，
那一个不知罪的为我们成为罪。
And this curse that should fall on everyone now would fall on him，
这一个原本是落在我们每一个人身上的咒诅，如今落在他的身上。
And the father that he never separated from。Now we'll separate him.
他从来没有和父神断绝过交通，如今他要有一个断。
And the Father would hide his face from him.
而神要向他掩面。
Sisters, you know, when I was in my ignorance, I thought, you know, Lord Jesus was Son of God.
弟兄姊妹，在我无知的里面，我曾这么想。
And he knew all this.
是神的儿子，他已经知道这一切。
So he just went through this.Endure through, everything will be done.
他又从那边走过一遭，他忍受一切，这一切就结束了。
Brothers and sisters, was it that simple?
弟兄姊妹是这么简单吗
？It was just my ignorance.
这是我的无知。
Really, the weight and the filth and the disgust of God towards sin is much more than I could understand.
神对罪的厌恶，对神的对罪的里面的污秽、肮脏。还有那个压在身上的重量，实在是远远超过我们所能够了解。
And the horror of the curse from God is much more than what we could understand.
这个神咒诅所带来的可怕，也是远远超过我们所明白的。
And this separation from God, separation from Father, is much more than what we could understand.
这个与父神隔离的这个痛苦也是远远超过我们所能够
明白。The Lord Jesus' suffering was real.
主耶稣基督他所受的痛苦是真实的。
That's why he cried.
这是为什么他这边大声哀求。
Brothers and sisters, if this was just a play,
弟兄姊妹，如果这只是演一场戏，
then your salvation and my salvation would be just a play.
那你和我的救恩也不过就是一场戏。
But that's not so.
可是却不是如此。
He did suffer, and suffer a lot.
他的确为我们受了极大的苦楚。
And yet he was perfected.
而他却在那边得以完全。
At the very beginning when he came out public ministry,
当他刚开始进入公开侍奉的时候，
He overcame Satan.
他向着仇敌得胜。
On the ground of obedience.
是站在这个顺服的根基上。
At the end.
在最后的时候，
When he was on the cross.
他在十字架上。
He overcame Satan on the ground of obedience.
他因着顺服的这个根基，他又在向着仇敌夸胜。
What man cannot, what I cannot, what you cannot, he could, he can.
当人不能，你不能，我不能的时候，我们的主能。
In the Garden of Gethsemane,
在科西玛尼园里。
In the agony of the Lord,
在我们主的痛苦的里面。
He prayed,
他祷告。
Now, Father, if you are willing, you can let the cup pass me.
他说，父啊，如果你愿意，能够将这杯撤去。
But not as my will, but thy will be done.
可是不是我的意思，乃是你的意思成就。
I feel, brothers and sisters, the Lord Jehovah for thousands of years have been waiting for this.
弟兄姊妹，我里面感觉实在是耶和华神在这几千年来就在等这一个时刻。
He did not get that from Adam.
他在亚当身上没有得着这个。
He did not get that from Israel.
他没有从以色列民里面得着这个。
And he got that from his own son.
可是他却在他自己的儿子身上得着了。
And, that's the real sacrifice.
那是一个真实的献祭。
Brothers and sisters, today, are we willing to pray that prayer?
弟兄姊妹，我们今天愿意能够向神献上这样的祷告吗？
And are we willing to offer that offering?
我们愿意献上这样子的祭吗？
This is something very, very practical.
这是非常非常实际的。
Now, when we are at home,
当我们在家里的时候，
face my wife, my husband,
面对我们的丈夫，面对我们的妻子，
my children,
我们的儿女，
my parents,
我们的父母，
many, many difficulties.
会有许许多多的难处。
And sometimes you know that the will of God,It's not what you want.
很多时候我们知道神的旨意并不是我们所要的。
But am I willing to say, Father, not my will, but thy will be done.
可是我们愿意跟主说，主啊，不是不要成就我的意思，只要成就你的意思。
My workplace, at your workplace, at your school, the same.
在我们工作的场合，在我们的学校里面也是一样。
And oftentimes, when you know the will of the Lord is not your own will.
有的时候我们知道神的意思和我们的意思是不同。
Are you willing to pray this prayer and offer this offering?
我们愿意向神有这样的祷告，并且向神献上这样子的祭。
Not my will, but thy will be done.
不要照着我的意思，乃是照着你的意思。
And then at the church.
同时也在教会里。
When you see brothers and sisters.
当我们看见弟兄姊妹的时候。
Everyone is oftentimes very lovely.
每一个人很多时候都是很可爱的。
But sometimes and oftentimes, brothers and sisters are not that lovely.
有的时候也有很多的时候，弟兄姊妹不是那么的可爱。
And sometimes people misunderstand me.
有的时候人误解你。
And sometimes these the brothers and sisters that may lead me, they don't treat me right.
有很多时候带领我的弟兄也对我不好。
And sometimes the cross is too heavy for me to bear.
很多时候对我来说这十字架是太沉重。
But my sisters, are we willing to say, Lord, not my will, but thy will be done?
弟兄姊妹，我们愿意在主的跟前说，主啊，不是照着我的意思，乃是照着你的意思。
This is daily.
这是每天的生活。
Now, if we do,
如果我们愿意，
it turns curse into blessing.
它会使得化咒诅变为祝福。
It turns anxiety into peace.
他将我们心中的焦虑变成平安。
It turns shame to honor.
他将我们的羞耻变为尊荣。
It makes the whole difference.
他使一切都不一样。
Between whether we ended up to be a Saul or ended up to be a David.
使得我们决定我们是要成为像扫罗一样，或者像大卫一般。
So, brothers and sisters, my hope and my prayer is all of us will.On this prayer.
弟兄姊妹，我的盼望和我的祷告是我们每一个人都能够抓住这个祷告，
and treasure it.
并且宝贵它。
It may give us some loss in our immaterial sense, and hurting my dignity, and so on.
也许在我们物质上面我们会遭受损失，或者我们的自尊会受到伤害。
But it will bring me to God.
可是却能够把我带到神跟前。
It will bring me to brothers and sisters.
可是却能够把我带到弟兄姊妹当中。
It will restore fellowship.
他会在我们当中恢复交通。
And it will bring honor and glory to the Lord.
是能够神在我们当中得着尊贵荣耀。
It makes a difference between heaven and earth.
在那边有天壤之别。
So let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Lord, we really thank you that your word is so faithful.
主啊，我们感谢你，因为你的话语是如此的信实。
And when we see ourselves, when we see the history of Israel, things seem to be dark.
主啊，当我们看我们自己，当我们看以色列人的历史的时候，好像是看见了黑暗。
But when we see your face,
主啊，可是当我们看你的脸面的时候，
we also see your faithful people throughout the ages.
我们也看见历世历代那一些那个有信心、忠心的仆人。
They overcame.
他们得胜，
and you overcome.
而你也得胜。
And Lord, we really thank you for that.
主啊，我们实在是为着这个献上感谢。
And today, you are our sure hope.
主啊，我们感谢你，今天是我们那有确据的盼望。
We just pray that you give us a willing heart.
主啊，我们祷告你给我们有一个愿意的心。
That in all circumstances,
在每一个环境的里面，
we are willing to pray.
我们愿意祷告。
Not my will, but thy will be done.
不是照着我的意思，乃是照着你的意思。
Lord, we thank you.
主，我们感谢你。
In the name of Lord Jesus, we pray.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.